This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. The University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation says if current trends continue, the coronavirus death toll here in the United States could reach 208,000 by November. The Institute said if 95% of people wear a mask in public, some 45,000 lives might be saved. The Institute's director, Dr. Christopher Murray, said making masks compulsory could have, in his words, huge economic benefits by staving off the need to keep businesses closed. Murray said the United States never experienced what he called a true end to the first wave of the virus, but he said that doesn't mean there won't be a second wave starting around September, when cooler weather allows the virus to live longer and people staying indoors makes it easier for the virus to spread from person to person. Murray said the second wave will hit hardest in states already seeing high rates of infection, including Florida and Texas. U.S. President Donald Trump says he is open to another summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, even as Pyongyang signals it is uninterested in resuming stalled nuclear talks. Trump made comments Tuesday in an interview with Gray Television's Greta Van Susteren, when Van Susteren, also a VOA contributor, asked if Trump thought such a meeting would be helpful. Trump replied, quoting now, "Probably. I have a very good relationship with him. Probably would be." North Korea has twice in the past week said it is not interested in more talks with the U.S., insisting another summit would only benefit Trump's domestic political situation. For more news, please join us, voanews.com via remote. This is VOA News. Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador is in Washington right now for meetings Wednesday with President Trump, days after a new trade deal among the two countries and Canada went into effect. Speaking to reporters in Mexico City before his departure Tuesday, Lopez Obrador repeatedly said in response to questions about raising other issues such as immigration policy that his focus in the talks would be on the trade deal. Meantime, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau turned down the White House invitation, but Lopez Obrador said that Trudeau has agreed to visit him in Mexico. The White House formally notified the United Nations it is pulling the United States out of the World Health Organization. Despite the surging number of COVID-19 cases in the country, President Trump froze U.S. funding for the WHO in April, and a month later announced his intentions to drop out. He accused the organization of having a pro-China bias in its handling of the coronavirus outbreak and demands reforms. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says if he is elected in November, he will rejoin the WHO, citing Americans are safer when America is engaged in strengthening global health. Experts at the World Health Organization acknowledge on Tuesday there is growing evidence that the coronavirus can spread through the air and said they are preparing a brief on the subject. The head of the WHO's technical committee said the UN agency was contacted in April by a group of more than 200 scientists who called for the world body and others to acknowledge that the coronavirus can spread in the air. The committee is studying the matter. The WHO coordinator of infection prevention and control noted that while there is emerging evidence about the airborne nature of the virus, it is not definitive. Both officials said that evidence does suggest it takes a comprehensive prevention package to stop COVID transmission, including physical distancing and the wearing of face masks, particularly inside. And amid a surge of COVID-19 infections, especially among young people, the White House is pressuring schools across the U.S. to reopen. President Trump on Tuesday, quoting now, said, "We are very much going to put pressure on governors and everybody else to open schools, to get them open. It's very important." For more news, please join us at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. Bye.